You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Audrey Matott in the Greenville Pioneer crunches the numbers on how much a proposed alternative veterans tax exemption would cost the school district and benefit veterans. The town has considered adopting the tax break for the past 4 years, and it has until March 1st next year to pass the latest proposal. Quote, in Greenville, of the 2,271 property parcels in the GCSD, 185 are eligible for veterans exemptions. Accounting only for the increase from the alternative veterans tax exemption and not the school tax levy increase, a property assessed at $100,000 will see an increase of $36.37. A $125,000 assessment would see an increase of $45.84. And an assessment of $150,000 would see an increase of $55.01, Matott writes. In Rensselaerville, 37 of 1,114 property parcels in the district are eligible for the veterans exemptions, and a property assessed at $100,000 there would pay an increase of $103.91. In Westerlo, 38 of 1,069 parcels in the school district are eligible for veterans exemptions. For a property assessed at $100,000, school taxpayers will pay an increase of $62.64. Overall, veterans would save $413,056, which would be shifted to the rest of the non-veteran tax base. You can read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Paul Brooks reports in the Times-Herald Record that Representative John Faso was still hopeful about peace in Korea, despite the on-again, off-again, on-again news of discussions between leaders of the U.S. and North Korea. Faso thinks Donald Trump will meet Kim Jong-un. Quote, I think they will, said Faso, who just returned 3 weeks ago from a five-day visit to South Korea with a congressional delegation. Quote, I think this is bargaining by the state of North Korea, and the president is right to tell them we are not going to tolerate this kind of attitude, end quote, Faso said in a telephone interview. Quote, we should anticipate, given the history of the North Korean state, many false starts and U-turns along the way, end quote. You can read the full story in the Times-Herald Record. The Greene County Legislature is holding a meeting on the Greene County jail issue, and they are calling it a Coxsackie Jail Workshop. The meeting is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday, May 30th, in room 468 at 411 Main Street in Catskill. The 110-year-old jail on Bridge Street in Catskill was closed April 20th for safety reasons. In February, the State Commission of Correction ranked the Greene County Jail as one of the worst county jails in New York. The legislature is deciding between the costliest project in Greene County history at about $67 million, including interest payments, or spending less money sharing a jail with Columbia County. The Daily Freeman reports that Green Party candidates Mark Dunley and Michael Sussman were at the state capitol May 25th, talking up their campaigns. Dunley is running for comptroller and Sussman trying for attorney general. Dunley is an environmental and anti-poverty activist, and for almost 30 years, he was the executive director of the Hunger Action Network of New York State. Sussman is a civil rights lawyer from Orange County. Howie Hawkins of Syracuse is the Green Party nominee for governor, and Gia Lee of New York City for lieutenant governor. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.